Hi guys, welcome to season 2, episode 1. It's your girlfriend Tess. How are ya? Happy humpy new year. It is 2021, folks, and can I just say that the water's a little bit choppy. Here in the US, here in California, it's just fucking crazy. But you know what's great is my notes are in my new Snow White notebook, which is one of my favorite things I got for Christmas. Hopefully you guys got some ass and some great gifts for Christmas. And this is as close as I'm getting to any type of like Disney relief because Disneyland is still closed. So is that my biggest worry? No, but does it? It sucks because I'm one of those, like really annoying, like super fans, you know? And yeah, that's like my total escape. Like my escapism is like taken from me. And is that like the worst thing to happen to anybody? No, it's not. It's not at all. And there's way more fucked up shit happening in the world. But honestly, we don't care about that. We do, but we don't care about that for the next like 40 minutes or however fucking long I'm talking to you, because we're looking for escapism because it just shit bombs everywhere. So welcome to the show, welcome to season 2, episode 1. I am so stoked to be hearing myself talk again because yay, right? I have missed you guys. I have been off Instagram for a while. I have been off Snapchat. I haven't replied to people, and I'm sorry if you have sent me a message and haven't gotten back to you yet. And all the positive feedbacks I have gotten on the show and the positive comments and making you guys laugh or think or whatever, it just makes me so happy. And 36 countries, so that's great. My thing on my like Buzzsprout account told me that my show has been listened to in 36 countries, which is kind of weird because it's definitely in English. It's in Californian, you know, English. So, you know, maybe there's just a lot of English speaking people out there. Maybe you just like the sound of my voice. And if you do, thank you. And you do. I'm just kidding. Isn't that just the worst? Okay. So I hope you're all staying healthy and you guys have all been good. And, you know, if you made it to this year, then you're fucking killing it. Good job on you. Great. Okay. So January is that time where we all like, we're going to be like so great this year and we're going to get like skinny and have just like so much money and just like have the best life. And then what it ends up happening is that we don't. So it just doesn't happen. So are you guys resolution people? You know, I can tell you this. I have not made resolutions for years now because, first of all, if you really think about it, unless you're born on New Year's, your new year technically starts every single birthday. So if you're going to make New Year's resolutions, it should really be at your birthday because that's your new year, literally 365 days from the previous year for you. But I mean, if you want to do, you know, for the calendar year, you know, cool, man. Like, that's cool. I don't, because I don't think that they're, you know, they're never... It's just more disappointment than anything. And, you know, it's funny because, like, you go to the gym, and if you're a gym people, then you know what I'm talking about, okay? You have the regulars that you see all the time, and yes, my gym is still open, so yay for us. But, you know, it happens every single year, you know, from, like, January through March, you get all these newbies in, right? And a couple of them will hang out after March, and they'll kind of be around. And then that's the new regulars. But like out of all of the people, there's like maybe a couple, like a handful or less that actually stick around. After that, no one gives a fuck anymore. No one goes to the gym anymore because we can't stick to our resolutions. We can't stick to them. It's hard for us to be push ourselves so hard and we're like, yeah, we're gonna have a six pack abs by summer. And it's like, no, bro, if you're like hella fat, you're not gonna have the six packs abs by this summer. Like, this is a whole, there's a whole thing. You know what I'm talking about? Or like, if you're really, really shitty with money and you're poor, you're like, I'm gonna be so rich. But it's like, just because you saved for like 2 months and like now you can finally pay back all the money that you owe everyone and your credit cards and pay your bills on time, you know, you're like, wow, you find that you're not actually rich and now you're just being more responsible of a human. There's a lot of shit happen. You know, a lot of shit that goes down. So what can we do to actually be better? Like, what are some steps that we can take to actually, you know, get the things that we want? One of the things that I have found is that don't ever make a resolution or decide to make a change in your life that is not going to be long-term. If you're just like, okay, I'm going to, you know, it's totally good if you want to like do something like I'm going to go just to on vacation and in, you know, going to Hawaii, which my Hawaii trip was last year, which sucks so bad. Anyways, my buddy party. But if you're going to go somewhere, like, I just want to like have like good picks for that week or whatever, then okay, I guess you could justify doing like a crazy crash diet or like a 5 days a week and starve yourself type of thing, that your body is like not used to at all, so that you can get like these results really quick. But I hope you know that you're going to get so fat after that if you don't stick to that same lifestyle. So my biggest take, and you know what? I did like that whole thing for years, fluctuating up and down, up and down, up and down. Because, you know, like, and then it was like, you know, you're looking good and you're like, okay, great. And then you're just back to, you know, how you were before. And then you just gain all that weight back and then some, and then some, and your body is just going through this crazy turmoil. Like, what are we doing? Like, what's happening? What are we going to be like right now? So I would say if it comes to like body modifications, and if you want to try to improve, like your appearance, when it comes to how your body looks specifically, just do very small changes that you don't mind doing, that you're going to just start implementing for yourself, like basic shit. Like, if like people always say, like, one of the first things, you know, if you're a soda drinker, quit, you know, having soda. If you have like beer, switch to light beer or seltzer, you know, like every night. If you don't work out, then just do like fucking 6 to 10 like sit-ups or push-ups or both, like at home, you know, before you're like, I'm going to get a gym membership and do it. Just do small things for yourself that you'll actually do, the tiniest fucking things, okay? And then just always do them and then just keep adding those things. Like, okay, well, I'm only going to eat out. If you eat out every day, like, you're only going to eat out like 3 times this week, you know, 3 of the 7 when it's normally 7 of the 7. And that's going to make a big difference. Start with small things. Now, when it comes to money, okay, if you are a person trying to like save your money, and you know, I am now 31. I bought my house at like 22. And the years leading up to that were like struggle years, intense struggle years of like living like a poor person, so that I could have enough just to get the small house, you know, the cheap small house that I had bought, and, you know, become a homeowner. And if you want to become a homeowner, if you want to pay off your credit card debt, if you, you know, you want to just save some money or you want to go on vacation, it's so feasible. I would say just do small things, like stop doing dumb shit with your money. This is what dumb shit to me would include. If you're going to Dollar Tree or whatever, a 99-cent store, and you have your kids with you, and your kids are like, they want something, and you're thinking, yeah, like, it's a dollar, like, I will give it, you could have 2 things, or, yeah, you can get something, even if you only get them 1, don't get them shit. Your kids don't need more shit, okay? Don't spend your money on more shit that you don't fucking need, okay? If you have food at home that you can go and cook, and you have the time to go and cook it, but you just don't want to. It's okay to not want to sometimes. It's okay to not do that. But like, don't buy something that you don't need. Like, if you have everything at home to make a fucking hamburger and you want a hamburger, like, go home and make yourself a fucking hamburger. All of those, like, why give someone money, like, way more than the worth of the value of the food, you know, that's money for your home, you know what I mean? And you don't think that these little amounts add up, but they do, okay? They really, really do. You know, stops. If you're a girl, and I'm a girl, girl, I know. If you love makeup, okay, and you see a sale at Ulta or Sephora, and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking get that because that's such a good price on that. But you have like 12 of, you know, you're like, I want this. You have foundation that you could use. Use what you have. You don't need to fuck another eyeshadow palette. You will literally not go through the eyeshadow palettes that you have of your life. If you're like me, you'll never even go through in your lifetime through what you have, okay? And yes, obviously makeup gets bad or whatever. Buy what you need only. If you have skincare products, you know, throw, and that's the thing is, if you have what, if you're like, oh, well, I don't use it, then throw it out. Only have in your house what you're gonna use. And we'll get to that in a second. We'll get to that in a second. But back to the money part, okay? Back to money here. We're trying to make money, okay? When you're going out to a bar, like, or I mean, if you can, if you're lucky enough and you can, fucking just have a drink or two before you go if you want to have a nice buzz. I'm not telling you to be a cheap ass, but buy a drink there. You know what I mean? You ain't got to make it rain on them hoes. All right. Maybe you do, but maybe you shouldn't if you can't, you know, pay your credit card. You know what I'm saying? So just be more careful with your money. Be a little bit more cautious with your money. Like I said, you don't need more Bath and Body Works candles, girl. You got Bath and Body Works candles for years. All right. You don't need more fucking lotions. It's great that their sale is great, but you don't need any more of that shit. So don't buy it. Save your money. Okay. When it comes to clothing, oh my gosh, like you have tons of clothes. Like, all right. Now we're gonna go into the next part. Another thing that I would try this year, if you haven't ever tried this before, is to minimalize your life. Okay. Now, maybe you're not really good at organizing, you know, maybe you're hoarding things and you have a hard time giving up things. This is a good step for you to try to get your life a little bit, maybe you're kind of messy. This is a good step for you to try to get your life into, better order, and then it'll help your mind feel great. You'll feel a little bit more grown up, but get rid of things that you do not use. And I mean, little things. Go through your underwear drawer. If your underwear is not the right style for you anymore, like maybe, you know, they used to be like hip huggers, but you had some kids, and now you have like a baby pooch and you don't wear those anymore. Like, it doesn't matter that they fit you, hun. Like, get rid of them. They don't look good on you. Just keep the ones that fit your body now, that don't have bleach stains or holes in them. If you're an adult fucking, you know, woman or man, you don't need chonies with holes in them. Get rid of the fucking chonies with the holes in them. And then that's something that you should spend your money on. Buy a package of fucking Fruit of Loom, okay? Like, whatever. If you want the Calvin Kleins, you can get them at Costco. It's a lot cheaper there. You don't keep that shit, okay? If your socks don't all have a matching sock to it, then throw away those socks, okay? All those little shits that you don't need, just get rid of it. If there's a shirt that you haven't worn in over 2 years, but you just keep it because you like it and you hope to wear it, get rid of it. When you're skinny enough to fit into a shirt like that, you really absolutely need that shirt, then you can go on eBay and you could buy it for yourself, okay? It's fine. Don't be so scared of missing items. Just get rid of it. If you have jewelry that you don't wear, like a lot of girls have a lot of costume jewelry and rings, and throw them away. Like get rid of all of this stuff. Get rid of the dumb shit. If your shoes look tattered and torn, and you have like, well, you keep like one pair for like yard work or whatever, but the rest of them look like crap, throw them out. Like, you don't need to keep crappy pairs of shoes. You don't need it. have a few good pairs of shoes and just wear those. You only wear those anyways. What is the point of crowding your closet with a bunch of shit that you don't freaking use? Get rid of it. You're gonna feel great. You're gonna feel amazing. And it's so much easier to do laundry, to clean, to organize when you have less things. Get rid of makeup that is older that you don't use. Get rid of skincare stuff and body stuff that is old that you don't use. Get rid of medicine. Go through your medicine cabinet that's old and expired. That way, if you go to the store and you need to restock your medicine cabinet, you know what you need. You and then have that that's not expired and have it on hand for when you need it. Don't keep old Pepto things. You know, if you have a bunch of like what is it called? What are those little packets and sauces? Just keep what you'll use and maybe even just buy a jar and put them all in one jar or all in one little squirty bottle. If you have a bunch of like fucking Taco Bell sauces like I do, just open them and put them all in a thing or contain them all in its own basket. Just, you know, you don't need, there's so much BS that we have, like even your pens and pencils, if you don't, the eraser is broken off or whatever, the pen doesn't work, you can't find cat, like throw all that stuff away. You just need to really minimize. If your kids are grown and they are past the age of their toys and they have plenty, get rid of their toys, you guys. Like there are so many houses I walk in and their kids are 11. Like, oh, what 3-year-old is here? Whose toys are these? They're everywhere. Just get rid of them. Now, obviously if it's something really special that you are keeping, but think about if it's actually really that special and if you could actually part with it. You can always buy something new, okay? But your life right now, you want it to be more organized, more clean. You want your mind to feel more at peace. If you see something and it just kind of gives you anxiety because you're like, am I ever going to use that? I have an idea for it, but I'm never going to get around to it. Just get rid of it. Like, just get rid of it, okay? That's with like project stuff. If you got something and you're like, oh, I'm going to actually turn it into this, but you haven't done it yet. And it's been 2 years or 3 years and you keep looking at it and you're like, oh, I don't want to go to the craft store and get this. I just want time. Just get rid of it. Okay. Whenever you have time, eventually you can go back and buy it. Okay. If you really, really want to just get rid of old shit. So trash your shit. You know, if you're not going to use it, get rid of your old stuff, declutter, minimize to your best ability. Okay. And, make those small changes when it comes to like body modifications. And then when it comes to like exercising, things like that, just implement small things. You know, when it comes to diet changes, small things, small little tidbits that work for you. Don't try to go all crazy and go all ham on something and then, you know, it's just all fucked up. When it comes to money, small changes. Be more aware of what you're spending money on. Give yourself some more tight boundaries. Create an account that you don't touch. That's, you know, just for putting money in and not taking any money out. There's so many things that you could do to improve your life. And the other thing is stay off social media. Like I said, I have been off Instagram for a good minute. I got back on today. Today is the 16th of January. If you just need a few days, if you need a few weeks, if you need a month or a year, whatever, just get off of it for a while. Like just get off for a while. That's it. Don't even, you know, maybe put a like a mind game or like something, on your phone. And so if you want to touch your phone and you want to look at something, you know, maybe put on, you know, just watch TED Talks instead. So instead of every single time that you get on, you go to Instagram, be like every single time you're just watching a new TED Talk. Okay. If you need something to like look at or do on your phone, or, you know, maybe you're on Pinterest and you're just like looking at projects that, you know, inspire you or recipes that inspire you, things like that. Just look for inspiration and motivation to better your life rather than just staring at, you know, pictures and comparing yourself and feeling like you're missing out or you're not doing life right because you're not like, you know, Joe Schmo next door. Okay. And then the other thing I would say is everything that you want to do, whether it's have a better clean house, whether it's start a passion project or a podcast that will never be as great as this podcast, just so that you know. I'm totally kidding. I'm totally kidding. Kind of. Totally kidding. Okay. But, maybe you want to start a podcast, and actually, I'm really shitty at doing it. And for me, I was scared because I'm so technically, like, I cannot. Okay. I just can't. Okay. That, as well as I articulated that phrase right now, that's how good I am with technology. Okay. I cannot work it. I'm so bad at it. And I kind of like that, I force myself to kind of my I want to have a podcast, and I don't have a lot of help in like tech wise or whatever. So I have to do a lot of like research, and I have to do a lot of Googling on how to do like the simplest things, because I just really don't know how to do it. But it's out there. There's help out there. So if you want to do that, or you want to like learn how to play an instrument, or like learn a new language, or take a new art course, if you want to just expand your cooking knowledge, and maybe you want to just read actual books more often, or listen to books more often, just to expand your knowledge in general, do that, and go outside. I would say go outside. We get stuck inside so much, especially now, like especially last year. This year, I really, if you're looking for a resolution, and if you haven't already made one, to just go outside. And whether that's just sitting outside, like, and closing your eyes and feeling the sun and the wind, just taking a second, if it's going for a walk or a hike, or a bike ride, or just playing outside on a playground with your kids, or just sitting on a beach. There's anything. Like, so just even walking outside, taking a breath, if you're taking out the garbage or going to get the mail, just stay out there a little longer. Maybe just put your sit in the grass for a second, or just walk around the block real quick, take the long way, and just be appreciative of making it to this year, and feeling the sun on your skin. And you better wear sunblock, by the way. My friend Casey is always pushing sunblock, I swear. But take care of your skin, take care of your health, your mental health, your well-being. And that's the very last, I guess, tip I would say, for myself, and what has helped me the most, in ever making any type of, like I said, my resolutions will come like my new year, which is my birthday. Any type of resolution that actually has stuck, or that actually has, became part of me, is do everything with your health in mind. So it's not like I want to get, I've never had this vision of this perfect body that actually stuck because I just wanted to look good. But all of the changes that I have had, that have, essentially changed my body, or changed how I look for the better, is always been because of health reasons. Like, you just want to be healthy. When I stay off social media for a while, it's not because I hate anyone or whatever. I just want to be healthy. I want to do things because I, or not do things, just so I can give my mind the health, like, time that it needs to heal and to process and to just unwind and to chill out. When I'm throwing things away, I'm not throwing them because I'm, disregarding, what I have. It's because I want to utilize what I have, and make sure I do use what I have, and appreciate what I have. And I live in a space that's tidy and clean because I deserve those things for my life. So everything that you do, like, you deserve to make more money. You deserve to have, your dreams come to fruition. You have a lot of potential in you. And if we're just sitting on our phones every single day and just like scrolling away, and just letting other people live their pretend lives, and we feel like we'll never catch up to them, we're not what are we even doing? You know, so just get out there and do what you want. Maybe that sounds so cheesy and like, yeah, whatever, like Nike, yeah, bro, just do it, you know, but just get out there and just start. And everybody that I've ever talked to that is successful with everything or anything, sorry, I should have said everything, but anyone that has been successful at anything they've set out to accomplish, you know, their big words of advice are to just start, you know, just start doing the research for, you know, your webpage, and just start, you know, looking at maybe a laptop or microphones for your podcast that you want to do, or start looking around at clubs that you're interested in, that you've wanted to join, or, you know, go sign up on a volunteer page for a place that you've always wanted to help out with, you know, and go start looking at schools and just start. If you start doing something, not just have a list of these resolutions that will never come true, but you just actually start setting realistic goals for yourself and just doing them, yeah, there's going to be times that you suck and there's going to be a lot of things that you mess up, so many things. Like listening to this podcast, for instance, I'm sure you could pull out so many times that I went wrong or stumbled on my words or the audio is jacked up because I suck at editing. But I'm trying, and that's what makes me happy. And just do what makes you happy, and live a life and stay, you know, social media is great to a point, but don't let it influence you to, you know, to not live anymore. Don't let it push you so far that you just become obsessed with everyone else and you forget that you're living too and that you deserve good too. So yeah. And of course, have sex. Like, just do it. It will make you happy. It will de-stress you. It will keep you young. It will give you babies if you want them. Even if you're just having sex with yourself, do it. That would be like my very last bit of advice. Like, you know, I, if you listen to like my very first episode of season one, you know, talk about a masturbating and mental, well-being. Yeah, like that, it helps me de-stress, you know, like maybe you just need one of those fake fleshlight things or like a vibrator, you know, and you just need a good imagination or some like porn or whatever that you're into, or if you're like Army Hammer right now and into cannibalism, which kind of freaks me out and kind of trips me out in a weird way. I don't know. You know, there's so many ways to self-love yourself. And just give your body what it wants. Get that release, be happy, respect people, respect their opinions. Like, don't get involved in drama that doesn't involve you. Like, why even do that? And remember that we're all human at the end of the day, and we all do and say fucked up shit, and we all worthy of forgiveness, most of us, and second chances and love, and especially you. You're worthy of love. And you're your biggest advocate for that. So your mom and dad aren't going to be around and be like, love, you know, we love you forever. And, you know, no one's going to just be picking you up, you know, when you're down except for you. So if you're alive this year, if you're alive right now, if you're listening to this right now, love yourself. Okay? Like, fucking fight for you. If you hate yourself right now, which we all hate ourselves in time, it's fine. It's fine. Like, hate and love are on like the same spectrum, pretty much, or opposite ends of the same line, right? So just fight for your fucking self. Fight to love yourself. Make the changes that are going to make you love yourself, because you're worth it. You're the only person that, how would I even explain? That was a long pause, huh? How would I even explain it? You're the only person that knows you as well as, you know, anyone else. Like you know who you are. You know who you are, you know, Simba, you know. So yeah, like don't, that's so good. Lion King is such a good movie, by the way. So deep. Stop fucking running from your, like, your destiny or what you're supposed to be because you're scared. You know, like, fuck Scar and those little, like, hyena little bitches, right? Like, fuck that guy, you know? Like, go fucking back and get your girl and fucking take your kingdom and do your shit because, like, you're the only one that's going to fight for you, all right? You got Timon and Pumbaa and those guys are great, but they're never going to really, they can't carry you, okay? You have to carry you. You have to fight for you. Dang. Lion King is so good, right? I'm telling you, Disney, guys, if you're not a fucking Disney fan, not a Disney geek, maybe you should be because that shit is good. Yeah, get Disney Plus because WandaVision, just watched that like 5 times. So good. So good. That is my absolute favorite Avenger. We're getting off track. Stop doing that to me. See? Stop doing that to me, you guys. Stop it. Yeah, you know, just, it's going to be a great year. I'm really excited about it. It's going to be a great year. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope you guys got inspired to fucking go fuck shit up and just go be amazing and go watch WandaVision and Lion King on Disney Plus right now. And yeah, it's going to be great. I'm going to be here with you. I love you so much, and I will be speaking with you guys during our Valentine's Day special. So, yeah, this has been your girlfriend, Tess.